This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Batesville Fire Chief Brent Gleghorn said this morning his department's investigation of the fire at Harrison in Sydney that destroyed a building housing Pioneer Pizza, Teed's Family Dentistry, and Hans Pharmacy shows the fire started in Pioneer Pizza. He said the usual investigations by insurance companies involved are continuing, but they are the usual investigations that occur with a commercial building fire like this one. Gleghorn said there are three insurance companies involved. Each tenant of the building had insurance coverage on their business, and all were with different companies. The owner of the building lives out of town, and Gleghorn told us earlier this week it was his understanding the owner did not have coverage on the building. Gleghorn said he has no cause at this point to believe there was foul play involved as to the origin of the fire. Gleghorn said the sheriff's department is also completing its usual investigation. The fire apparently started around 9:15 to 9:20 on Monday night and in short order gutted the building. The owner of Hahn Savon Drugs, Charles Hahn, has said he is temporarily relocating on St. Louis Street where Strecker's Pharmacy was located. That's right across from the Dairy Queen. Room and board payments to some Arkansas foster parents will be cut in half starting next month. State officials blame the reduction on $35 million in tax cuts that lawmakers approved during the most recent legislative session. A 77-year-old woman who pleaded guilty to conspiring to kill her brother's estranged wife has been released from prison. Joanne Hicks pleaded guilty less than 2 years ago. The Ogden woman is on supervised parole. Landlines are working again in the White County community of Georgetown. The telephone service was knocked out by two recent floods. Phone service was restored yesterday. Tyson Foods is contesting a $70,000 fine levied by the federal government. That was after a silo collapsed, killing a man at the company's feed mill at Nashville, Arkansas. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration said Tyson committed willful safety violations, which led to the December 9th collapse that killed 48-year-old Johnny Needham of Locksburg. And a New Jersey professor accused of running an online prostitution ring has been released from jail. Records from the Metropolitan Jail in Albuquerque, New Mexico show that 68-year-old physics professor David Flory posted bond Wednesday evening. Meanwhile, Albuquerque police say a woman's been arrested in the case. They say 28-year-old Kara Garrett threatened another woman who helped police in their investigation and eventual arrest of Flory. A police report says Garrett was booked for bribery and intimidation of a witness. Albuquerque police say Garrett is in custody in Roswell, New Mexico, and will be extradited to Albuquerque. The professor, who has taught at Fairleigh Dickinson University since 1969, has a vacation home in Santa Fe.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.